Hey friends, guess what time it is? It's wonder time! Come on, let's go on an adventure together!
In today's wonder time, we are asking the question, how does Satan lie about our relationship to God? God created man to have a close, loving relationship with him. God gave Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, a beautiful home with plenty of food and lots to do. You can read about this in the Old Testament of the Bible in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, which is also the first book of the Bible. Every day, God came to their garden home to spend a special time with them. You can read about this in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. But there was someone who wanted to spoil this special relationship. That was Satan. Satan lied to Eve and convinced her to disobey God. He made her believe that God might not know what was best and that it wouldn't hurt to disobey. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they were filled with fear and shame. God couldn't let them stay in their beautiful home anymore. The special times they had with God were ruined. You can read about this in Genesis chapter 3. Satan wants to spoil your relationship with God too. He wants to convince you that your loving Heavenly Father doesn't really care about you. He doesn't want you to trust that God is in control. He wants you to disobey God. Don't listen to Satan's lies. Spend time with God each day. Trust God and obey His commands. Ask Him to make you wise and strong so you can say no to Satan's tricks. One of the best ways to choose to listen to God's truth instead of listening to Satan's lies is to spend more time with God. The more you listen to God's word or read God's word, and the more you talk to Him, the more you will know the truth that comes from God, instead of learning more of the lies that comes from Satan. So, the best way for you to learn more of God's truth is to spend time with Him. Make sure you are choosing to spend time with Him every day. We are almost at the end of today's Wonder Time, but before I go, I'd like to ask you a question. The question for today is, what can you do to build your relationship with God? The question for today is, what can you do to build your relationship with God? And your challenge for today is for you to take a moment every day to spend time reading God's Word, the Bible, and talking to Him. You can also write down notes about what you have read from God's Word. And now, let's talk to God together. Dear God, thank you that you want to spend time with me. Please help me to get to know you better. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of today's Wonder Time, but guess what? We will be back really soon. So don't miss out. Make sure you join us for the next Wonder Time. And remember, God loves you. Bye.